A rally to promote New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's plan for universal pre-kindergarten had been planned for weeks. The mayor spoke to around 1,500 union members, urging them to put pressure on state lawmakers to approve in the state budget the mayor's plan that he says would provide classes for thousands of four-year-olds starting in September.
This is the year that the people's voice is going to ring loud. This is the year we're going to convince Albany no more waiting. No more delays, no more watering down when we need this for our children now.
De Blasio is seeking permission from Governor Cuomo and the legislature to raise income taxes on the rich to pay for universal pre-K, but so far Cuomo has said he wants the state to fund it instead in a five-year phase-in plan. Cuomo was not at the pre-K rally. Instead, he was the featured speaker at a more recently planned and bigger event just two blocks away in front of the state capitol.
I don't feel cold, I feel hot! I feel fired up!
Several thousand charter school students and their teachers protested Mayor de Blasio's plan to bar some charter schools from rent-free space in New York City's public schools. Cuomo, highlighting another difference in policy approach between the governor and the mayor, assured the crowd that he would help the schools.
And we are here today to tell you that we stand with you. You are not alone. We will save charter schools.
The governor did not mention Mayor de Blasio by name in his speech, and de Blasio did not mention Cuomo. The two later met in a lengthy closed-door meeting. Afterward, de Blasio characterized it as productive but offered no details. Cuomo did not speak to reporters. Republicans who rule the Senate in a coalition government have also rejected Mayor de Blasio's plan to tax the wealthy. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, a Democrat, though, has been a supporter. But Silver, who also spoke at the universal pre-kindergarten rally, did not specifically commit himself to backing a new tax on the rich.
New Yorkers must be committed to UPK funding that is significant, recurring, and sustainable year after year.
Silver, speaking to reporters before the event, made clear, though, that the mayor's proposal is definitely still on the table. The speaker refused to be drawn into the growing rivalry between de Blasio and Cuomo and the competing rallies, saying,
"It's Albany. Everybody has a right to say what they want to say. You know, we have brochures. You can lobby Albany. That's it. At its finest."
Silver says he doesn't read anything more into it. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.